We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Taylor Casey. It's Monday, April 27th, 2026. Starting off strong, it's been another big weekend at the box office, and the King of Pop has come to claim another crown. Lionsgate's long-anticipated Michael Jackson biopic, aptly titled Michael, debuted with a whopping $97 million opening weekend. With a worldwide gross of over $217 million, Michael had the biggest opening weekend of 2026. Slipping down to a star-powered second slot is the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which brought in $21 million this weekend. Respectable, even as the film drops from number one for the first time since release. In third, Project Hail Mary continues to show out, making $13 million in its fifth week since release. Rating in fourth, Lee Cronin's The Mummy brought in just over $5.6 million. This is a 58.3% decrease from its opening weekend, making the largest weekly decrease in revenue between all of the top five films this weekend. Finally, the drama sits in fifth, pulling in $2.6 million. That's your weekend box office, and with a star like that at number one, the rest of the roster can only hope to beat it. Next up on Senior Dance, the following is a review from WPGU News correspondent Kelly Sliwa. Last weekend, Dance at Illinois seniors presented their thesis work at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The program consisted of five individual works from the seniors, showcasing their research and choreography from the past year. Each piece showcased differing topics and choreography, ranging from ideas centered around ASL interpretation to theatrical movements conveying life from the late 90s to early 2000s to ideas centered around the connection between chemistry and dance. One piece in particular explored how dance and chemistry can go hand in hand. Throughout the piece, tennis balls were used to signify the movement of electrons. And lastly, with an update on baseball, Illinois baseball will take on the Bradley Braves on the road in Peoria tomorrow. Illinois will go into this game with an even 21-21 record following a conference series loss at the hands of Nebraska. Bradley will enter this game with an 8-36 record following a series sweep to the Illinois State Redbirds and have won only one game at its home this season. First pitch is at 6 p.m. and will broadcast on ESPN+. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Grace Avila, Kelly Sliwa, and Ben Tuxhorn. From WPGU News, this has been Taylor Casey.